Hey there, and welcome back to 7-Minute Books. I'm Sam, and today we're exploring Jack Weatherford's Genghis Khan and the making of the modern world. So Sophie, what if everything we thought we knew about Genghis Khan is backwards?
Hey there, Sam. I'm so glad we're doing this one. It's a history book that completely rewrites the Mongol Empire, and it argues that Genghis Khan didn't just destroy civilizations, he actually built the foundations of the modern world. Honestly, it made my brain hurt in the best way.
Honestly, I was skeptical until about chapter 3. Weatherford shows that our image of Genghis Khan comes from his enemies, Chinese, Persian, and European chroniclers who call the nomads barbarians.
Right. Those chroniclers were all from settled societies. They couldn't grasp a culture without permanent cities, so they labeled it savage.
Once you see that, everything shifts. His early life explains him. Born Temujin in 1162, his father was poisoned, then his clan abandoned his family to die.
That betrayal shaped him. Loyalty became the rarest currency, and trust once broken could never be restored.
His rise is so compelling. He didn't become a tyrant. He wiped out the old aristocracies and reorganized warriors by merit, not birth. A common archer could command 1,000 men.
And he claimed the sky god chose him to rule the world. That mandate gave his armies unshakable conviction. It gave them a mission.
The Mongol army wasn't a horde. They were professionals who lived on horseback and used compound bows with deadly accuracy.
They feigned retreat, then turned and fired devastating volleys. They even used siege engines built by Chinese engineers.
They were the best cavalry on earth. They also won before battles. They'd annihilate one city, then send word to the next. Surrender and live, resist and vanish.
The book doesn't shy from the horror. Rivers ran red and cities became rubble. But that wasn't random savagery, it was psychological warfare.
It's ugly but effective. Then came a surprise. After conquering, they didn't impose Mongol culture. They recruited administrators, engineers, and merchants from every people.
Persians ran finances, Uyghurs were scribes, Nestorians served as diplomats. It was pure pragmatism.
Everything aimed at stability. Then there was religion. Genghis issued absolute religious freedom. In the Crusades era, his empire sheltered every major faith from Buddhists to Christians.
He attended services of other faiths as a political act. Tolerance made the empire stable. That truly was radical.
The Yasa was his legal code. It outlawed kidnapping women and stealing livestock, and it required respect for religious leaders.
The Yam was the postal system. A relay of stations stretched from the Pacific to Eastern Europe, letting riders cover 200 miles a day.
The empire connected everything. That created the Pax Mongolica. For the first time, you could travel safely across all of Eurasia. The Silk Road became a secure highway.
Goods moved everywhere. Chinese silk and porcelain went west, Persian carpets went east. But the real cargo was ideas.
Culture follows trade. Yes, Chinese printing and paper money reached the West. Persian astronomy enriched Chinese scholarship. And gunpowder became a weapon that shattered Europe's feudal order.
The maps were mind-blowing. Mongol cartography gave the first accurate maps of Asia. When Europe saw them, it shattered the old biblical geography.
It rewrote their worldview. That's the Renaissance argument. Europe wasn't cut off. Eastern knowledge and luxury goods broke the Middle Ages open, along with the shock that a great empire could be non-Christian.
Then the Mongols collapsed, the Silk Road closed, and Europe had to find a new way to those treasures. So they went to sea.
The sea became the only option. Columbus and Da Gama were following the Mongols' map.
That's the sharpest point. Genghis built a system of law, trade, communication, and tolerance. It was brutal, but it was the first globalization.
It's an underappreciated legacy. And he never meant to do it. He pursued a divine mandate and accidentally opened a door that could never close.
It's a story of unintended consequences. The book makes us see the structural genius, how merit and tolerance and trade worked together.
So my takeaway is this. The modern world, with global trade and open communication, was born on the steppe through violence and chaos. That says something true about how change actually happens.
And if you want more, there are over 6,000 fiction and nonfiction titles on 7minutebooks.com/app, and you can read or listen in any language. It's $2.99 a month, $9.99 a year, or $19.99 lifetime. In the end, Genghis Khan is the ultimate story of unintended consequences. A destroyer who accidentally gave birth to the modern world, and that's a history lesson we can't afford to miss. We'll see you in the next one.